Hello, I'm Joe Selensky from Lifeway Church in North Bangor, New York, today's Mars Hill pastor for the day. Listen, a recent poll taken said that 77% of Americans believe in heaven, and 76% of Americans believe their chances of getting there are good or excellent. Many believe heaven is theirs because they have not been as bad as some others. It's even sadder that many church-going, professing Christians believe they go to heaven because of what they did in life, not because of what Jesus did for them. Listen, I want to say unashamedly, without hesitation or reservation, I believe in heaven. I want to go to heaven. And I'm going to go to heaven because of the Lord Jesus Christ, not because of any good works I've done or any less bad things I've done than someone else. Heaven is gained by faith alone in Christ Jesus, not by anything we've done other than believe, trust, love, and repentantly follow Jesus. And if you love him, you'll want to do what he says. So repentance, desiring to change, to be more like him, is a necessary part of trusting Jesus and gaining heaven after this lifetime. John chapter 14, starting at verse 1, is without a doubt one of the most famous and beloved passages in all the New Testament. Jesus lays out some of the things that we need to understand about heaven. And first of all, heaven is a matter of faith. He said at verse 1, "Let not your heart be troubled." And the word for troubled there is a word used to refer to rough waters in a stormy sea. Jesus was saying, don't be all shook up. Don't let your stomach be tied up in knots. And Jesus knew there would be fear in our hearts. So he tells his followers that the only antidote to fear is faith. He goes on to say, you believe in God, believe also in me. Because the incarnate Jesus was fully God while fully man. So the perfection in fully God does not fail us. Perfection ensures every promise coming from it. By the very fact that he tells us to take his word for it, tells us that heaven is a matter of faith. You can only see then heaven with the eyes of faith. Believe, Jesus said. And faith in God, in Jesus, is totally different than faith in ourselves or faith in faith, an empty power source. And when we talk about heaven, we're not talking about a mythical spiritual video game that's more fiction than fact. We're talking about a real place that is all fact and no fiction. Our faith is based on fact. How do I know this? Because Jesus said so. He said in verse 2, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you." How would I know if there was not a heaven? Because Jesus would have told me. Jesus gives us a mountain of reasons why heaven is real, so magnificent, so beyond our ability as mere humans to envision completely. We can, as the song says, only imagine. And you know, 1,000 times past that creative imagination, heaven just begins to show its glory. Any person in his right mind not only wants to go there, but had better be making plans to get there. And there's only one way. Thomas asked the question that is burning in many hearts today. At verse 5, he says, "Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way?" Jesus did not give just an answer. He gave what I believe may be the greatest statement in all of his ministry. "I am the way," he said. "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus is the way to heaven. He is the truth of heaven. He's the eternal from heaven. He is the Savior. He's the only one who could have justified heaven for us. Jesus is the truth that teaches us about heaven. Jesus is the life that transforms us for heaven. He is the truth. You must believe that or you'll never make it to heaven. He is the life. I'm Pastor Joe Selensky from Lifeway Church in North Bangor. It's been my privilege to be your Mars Hill pastor for the day.